Welcome to Fight the Flame Conversations. I'm Beth, and I'm so glad you're here. This podcast is a place for honest conversation, encouragement, and education about complex regional pain syndrome, or CRPS. Whether you're living with CRPS, caring for someone who is, or simply trying to understand it better, welcome. And today, we're starting with a really important question. What exactly is CRPS?
That's the question, isn't it? Because so many people have never even heard the term before.
Exactly. CRPS stands for Complex Regional Pain Syndrome. It's a chronic neurological pain condition that often develops after an injury, surgery, or other trauma to the body.
And I think that's one of the things that can be so confusing for people. They hear that it started with an injury, and they assume the pain should go away once the injury heals.
Right. But with CRPS, the pain can be far more severe and last far longer than anyone would expect from the original injury. That's part of what makes it so difficult.
It really is. And it's not just pain in a simple sense either.
No, not at all. People with CRPS may experience burning pain, extreme sensitivity to touch, swelling, and changes in skin color or temperature. They may also have trouble moving the affected area.
Even everyday things can become painful. A bedsheet touching the skin, clothing brushing against an arm or leg, a simple bump that most people wouldn't think twice about.
Exactly. Things that seem small to someone else can feel overwhelming to a person living with CRPS.
And because so much of it is invisible, that can make it even harder.
Yes, a person may look perfectly fine on the outside, while dealing with intense pain on the inside.
Unfortunately, many people with CRPS hear things like, "But you look good," or "Maybe it's just stress," or "I'm sure it'll get better soon."
And even when people mean well, those comments can feel dismissive.
They really can. What people often need most is not for someone to fix it. It's for someone to listen, believe them, and show compassion.
That kind of support matters more than people realize.
It does. Because CRPS doesn't just affect one part of life. It can affect everything.
Everything. Physical health, emotional health, relationships, work, finances, sleep, mobility, independence, all of it.
Things like grocery shopping, driving, cleaning the house, going to social events, or even just getting through the day can become so much harder.
And then there's the isolation. I think that's a piece people don't always talk about enough.
I agree. When people don't understand what you're going through, it can feel incredibly lonely.
Which is exactly why awareness matters so much.
Yes, awareness helps people understand. And understanding leads to compassion, better support, earlier recognition, more meaningful conversations.
And hopefully, less isolation for the people living with it.
That's such an important point. No one should have to face CRPS feeling completely alone.
And that's really what Fight the Flame is about, isn't it?
It is. Fight the Flame is about raising awareness, offering support, encouraging education, and helping people in the CRPS community feel seen and heard.
And reminding them that their pain is real, their experience is real, and they matter.
Absolutely. So if you're listening and someone in your life has CRPS, one of the most powerful things you can do is simply say, "I believe you."
Those three words can mean so much.
And if you're the one living with CRPS, we want you to know this. You are not alone.
Not alone at all.
Thank you for being here with us for this first episode of Fight the Flame Conversations.
We hope this helped you better understand what CRPS is and why awareness matters.
To learn more about Fight the Flame and our mission, please visit our website.
And until next time, keep learning, keep listening, and keep helping us fight the flame. Before we close, please remember that Fight the Flame is not a medical institution, and this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. It should not be taken as medical advice. Please consult a qualified healthcare professional regarding any medical condition or treatment.